This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, it's treat you better. Very nice. Are you having a good start to your Friday morning? Are you excited that it's the weekend? Let's go to the lines and see what everybody's up to this morning. We got Sean on the line. He wants to argue with Ben, which is always a great reason to go to a call. Good morning, Sean. What's up?
Morning.
Yeah.
Ben? Hi, Sean.
How are you?
I've been better. Slight cough.
Okay. Well, sorry to hear that. Where do you come from saying that lunges is for it's a woman's exercise?
It's just not as effective as doing squats and deadlifts, Sean.
Ben, what is better for your core? Your core, lunges, squats, or deadlifts?
I would say a front squat would be the best for your core.
Okay, no, it's actually a lunge. A lunge is actually considered to be the stability version of running, the strength and stability version for running. So it's good for the hip movements, for the thighs, which increases your metabolism. Mm-hmm. It's actually good for you. The problem with lunges is, though, posture.
Yes.
90% of that's the biggest problem with lunges. If lunges are done correctly, it's all good. So, Gareth, you go on with those lunges.
But, Sean, do you not believe, Gareth, I mean, you make a good point, okay? So the posture thing is key. So now you need other exercises to give you the posture. Gareth needs to be told things to do things because, as you know, he's not very disciplined with this kind of stuff, nor is he diligent. So if he's just lunging, can you imagine him in a gym just lunging? Do you go...
No. You can't just do lunges. I didn't know that. Lunges should be done for about 10 minutes in a exercise routine, no more than 10. Walking lunges.
But now, Sean, when you say walking lunges, because then you get the different kinds, right? So people just lunge and they go back, so they're staying in one place, or they're walking down the line?
Yep.
So which is the one that's better? Because some people say you should always walk lunge.
No, you should walk. No, you should walk. Lunges standing still is no good. So you should be walking.
Gareth, what do you do?
Well, with lunges
standing still?
No, you got to walk. You got to keep moving.
Very good. And
I do like 25 to 30 of them in a row, and then I'll do something else in between, then I'll do some more.
Nice, okay.
Just tightens you up a little bit. Arnold Schwarzenegger taught me this.
Uh-oh.
It's true.
Good, guys.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks, Sean. I thought there would be more of a fight, but Sean kind of agrees.
No, because Sean's a smart person. He's looking for a fight. He just wants the best out of you, which is the same as I want, Gareth.
Okay.
Carry on doing your lunges, though, is what Sean said.
I'm going to. It feels good in the pump you get in the gym. You know how Arnold talks about gym like it's sex.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when you do your squats and deadlifts and that kind of stuff, you appreciate posture. And then your lunges will be better.
That's right.
So there's the bottom line. We all came together.
Now we got a new message from Casper de Vries here. Let's listen to this. He's stuck in traffic and he's on his way to meet us.
Okay, I'm sitting here with Nick. We are very close, but not a cigar. Nick, how far do you think still?
I would say 10 to 15 minutes.
Jesus, but then the show is...
To the Rivoni off-ramp.
Yeah.
They're all crawling like tortoises, eh? So, okay, we'll do our best. Otherwise, just drive over the fuckers.
No.
No, that's not a good idea.
No.
So he's from the off-ramp of the highway.
Mm-hmm.
You know how bad Rivonia Road is itself?
Sure. Yeah, it's a mess. I don't think he's going to make it.
5 minutes.
All right, well, good luck, Casper. We'll see you when we see you. It's not the end of the world. It's Friday. We're all in a good mood anyway, so no one's going to get upset. Hey, I just got a copy of Cabello's book. Remember we had Cabello Mabalan in the other day with Danny Kaye? They were talking about the new burger they've launched at Steers and all the rest of it. So he just sent me his book. The guy's had an interesting life. It's called I Ran For My Life, My Story. And it looks pretty damn interesting. I haven't read it yet, but I knew it existed. And he's got pictures in there of him and TKZ, him and Danny, him running marathons, which he loves to do now. And those guys were gangster in their time, the TKZ boys, right? Do you know he was one of only two black guys at the St. Stithians College rugby team in 1993?
No, I did not know that.
There's two black guys in there. You know, we think about, here's where we've got to be proud of ourselves as South Africans. We often look at all the things that we're getting wrong and we go, oh, we're such a bunch of losers and we're so useless and we've got so many problems. And Think of how schools have become integrated. It's been an imperceptible thing, and in many places it hasn't happened fast enough, right? We all admit that.
Sure.
But if you look at how kids these days are just going to school and are going to a white school or a black school like they used to before. Obviously, there are still problems. I'm not being naive and stupid about this. But you think about how, like, for example, that picture looks archaic now. If you look at the rugby team in any school now, it's way more mixed up. If you look at the photograph of the choir at the school, it doesn't look like it used to look. If you look at the prefects at a school, it doesn't look like it used to look. We don't stop often enough to notice how these slow, gradual, glacial, imperceptible changes have started to happen on every level. And of course we are impatient for change. We want to see more of it, and we want to see it happening quicker. But man, have we moved ahead. The world of 1994 is so foreign to us now. If you even watch TV news from that era, it looks like a different universe. If you imagine the music that we were listening to, if you imagine the things that we could buy in shops, the places we got our news, the way we interacted with each other, it's a different dimension. And we don't ever stop to take a big deep breath, look around us and see how far we've come. We just see problems of now. Right now, if you don't have, you know, unlimited Wi-Fi at home, you're annoyed with the world. The world is messed up and you're losing everything. Think about that world that we've come out of. It gives you pause to reflect. That's why I love when we get people in here who covered the history of this country, who've written books, people like the late Alistair Sparks. They put it all in perspective for us, and we get an idea of how things have changed and how much better they are now than they've ever been before for everyone. And of course, it could do with some more improvement, but we're getting there. Slowly but surely, we're moving ahead. I see John T. Searle and the Sex Talk Show on cliffcentral.com this morning at 10 o'clock. They will be covering a whole lot of sexy stuff. And they're all gearing up for Sexpo, which is happening soon. They love that. We're going to get some porn stars in here, Mubs.
Sure, you know, it's always fun having porn stars in.
Flax, we've got quite an interesting guest on Monday, right? I mean, talking about sex and everything.
I don't know. I don't know if she's going to make it through. One day she says she wants to do it. Next day she says she's scared her pimps will kill her or something like that. She's a sex worker. I think she worked with a girl we had quite a while ago on the show. Mm-hmm.
But an ex-call girl?
Yeah. No, not a call girl.
Like an escort?
Yeah, like an escort, but same thing. The upper-class escort.
Sure, okay. Like a... What do we call them? High-class call girl.
Escorts, yeah.
All right.
So I'm holding thumbs. I mean, one day she says, yes, let's do it. I hate my pimps. Let's protect society and all this stuff. And then the next day she's like, I'm scared they'll find out and I want to remain anonymous.
Well, we keep her anonymous.
You know, I told her we can keep her anonymous, but we'll see.
We never fully appreciate what Michael goes through on a Monday to Friday in his job.
He's calling up sex workers. he's speaking to past presidents. You really do get to speak to some interesting people.
Yeah, I've spoken to like top porn stars in South Africa. I'm sure I've spoken to drug dealers who have disguised themselves.
Can I taste your juice?
No.
I remember that dude we were chatting about earlier who came in here with a coat. That he looked like Blade.
And he was like a former drug dealer or whatever, right?
He was everything.
Yes. Now, we've had some pretty interesting people coming in. All right, so loads of good guests to come before the end of this year. And then I also thought this might be interesting, and if you've listened to the show regularly, you will know who your favorite guests have been, who the most exciting people of 2016 have been for you, and we'd love to hear so that we can put them back on before the end of the year. Do sort of a retrospective, you know, our highlights of the year, but we reintroduce those guests and we have them tell us what they thought of 2016. It'll be a fun way to wrap up the year as we get to the end. And don't think that that's not far away, huh? It's already the 21st of October. Before you blink, it'll be a month from now, 21st of November. There'll be a new president in the United States. There'll be all kinds of exciting things happening in our own politics, and you will be winding down for the end of the year. A lot of those end-of-year parties are starting to happen now. Mm-hmm. That's where people get out of control.
That's where people abandon their normally strict drinking regime, and then a few hours later, they're making out with their supervisor.
Oh my God. What a mess. That's the last thing you need.
Can we talk sundown, seeing as you again forgot about sport?
No, I'm sorry, Ben. We didn't forget about sport. We get carried away here. It's not like we permanently try to ignore sport.
Well, Gareth, it only happened once or twice.
Ben's in victim mode this morning. Conjoined fees must fall.
Some people actually like hearing about sports.
All right, well, I want to hear about Sundowns because I actually do care about
this. Yes, exactly.
So let's go.
One of the biggest weekends in SA sport, or football at least, for a long, long time. Sundowns are going to Zamalek in Egypt with a 3-0 goal cushion, right?
Now, let's explain to people, when any team from the outside goes to play in Egypt, they usually are met with a very hostile reception. These guys shine, as you said the other day, laser lights in the players' eyes.
Yeah, these guys
swear at them.
They're complete and utter crackpots. Firstly, they're sending death threats to the Sundowns players over social media, right? Now, the Sundowns guys are quite hardy. They've been there before. They've already been to these guys' home turf this year in the CAF Champions League, right? They won 2-1.
Right.
That was back in July. So Pitso Mosimane and his team are there, and they're getting death threats on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. These guys are such dickheads.
And apparently there's a big fight going on about whose muti is stronger.
Well, that's the other thing, because rather than saying, okay, well done, Sundowns, you guys beat us 3-0. No.
You've got to be using magic.
The chairman, Mortada Mansour, says, well, someone's put muti with our goalkeeper. So they're thinking all this muti has come out, and then therefore they're losing. So now they're going to try counteract that.
Uh-huh.
These guys are absolute crackpots. They really are. So the game will take place just outside of Alexandria in Egypt, and that will be a nighttime match. So look out for the lasers, because this is another thing these guys do. But they're completely fanatical and completely strange. I'll tell you who's not, though, is Patrice Motsepe. Now, he's got lots of money, right?
Yeah, Patrice is... Yeah, he's got lots of money.
Huh. He's
done okay for himself.
He's paying for 140 Sundowns fans to travel to Egypt. So we're talking full board here.
Hmm.
Organizing the visas, the flights, the
tour of the pyramids,
the whole thing. They might do. I don't know, Gareth. I would expect as much. 140. Hey, that's pretty cool.
That's nice of them.
That's really cool. And of course, they'll need to have security around them because you can't trust these Zamalek guys. But they're also, I mean, Sundowns are really organized with this. They've also organized a package for 14,000 Rand. You can go as a Sundowns fan, experience the whole Champions League final, whole deal. So I wish these guys the best of luck. Basically, they must not lose by more than 2-0.
Right.
Or they just score some away goals and then it becomes easier for them. So that match is going to take place on Saturday. Sorry, Sunday. It's a Sunday kickoff. So go on, Sundowns. That's really, really amazing stuff. You guys have got this far in the pound seats. And those guys from Zamalek, well, karma's going to be a bitch to you.
All right.
Can't act like this in any kind of sport.
And of course, the margin for Sundowns to lose is very, very tight, but the possibility of them winning is enormous. So we're all going to be very excited to actually bring back some excellent local football results for the first time in a long time.
Exactly. Fakile Mbalula gave them a rousing send-off yesterday.
Of course he did. How much money did he offer them? Santa Claus Mbalula, who was also our featured DJ yesterday on the touchdown.
Wiki wiki.
Wiki wiki wa. All right, we'll be back, and hopefully Casper de Vries will have made it by then. So make sure you join us on touchcentral.fm, cliffcentral.com, and if you're listening on your laptop or on your work computer, you need to get the app. All right, it is Jadena with Extraordinaire. You know who is extraordinaire is Casper de Vries. He's doing a brand new show at Monty soon. It is. When does it start? When does your show begin? Let's go straight to Casper right now and find out. We need. People are asking, and I don't have the answers. Because what do I know? Hang on. Let me turn on your mic. There we go.
1, 2, 1. 1, 2, 1. We have won. Hello, Gareth. Yes. Ugh, I made it through the rain. And I'm here.
There's a song that goes.
I made it through the rain. Yes. You must also remember, after an N, you must do an E. That is very American. Through the rain.
Oh, really? Is that how you do it?
Yeah,
is that how you meant to? So when is this show of yours?
Gareth. My vertoning is van volgende week donderdag at the Monte Casino Studio Theatre, up close and personal and intimate with Caspar. Oh, yeah. And we will be there till the 27th of November, God, Allah, Jesus and Muhammad willing.
Excellent. Sounds terrific. I'm very, very pleased to hear this because
yes.
people have been asking for, you know, when the next live show is going to be.
I know, and I said, no, I'm never going to do it again.
I know, you were very
burned
adamant.
Out, yeah.
Well, but listen, you've done a lot in the last couple of years.
I did.
You have started painting full-time.
Yes.
You are selling paintings. You yes. are also doing, you're doing these shows again, which is great news. You've been doing your show on Cliff Central
oh,
for
loved
two and
it.
A half years.
Yes, that gave me sort of a new angle on life, you know, and things I never thought I would be able to do, I did on Cliff Central. And doing that radio show is really one of the best things of my life. But people kept on asking, do a show again. When Casper wanted to give you a vertooning, and I thought, nah, I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm old and I'm tired. But then I kept seeing the new comedians, especially Afrikaans, once Skalk Besuit, no, the Radio Raps, and I think, yeah, they're very funny. I like them, but I am not less good yet.
Than them, exactly.
Yet. So I don't have to go sit in a corner and feel sorry for myself.
Onkruid vergaan nie.
Dis reg. So if you've got it, flaunt it. So, and then all of a sudden, it's like not eating McDonald's for 3 weeks, years, and then all of a sudden you go, my God, ek soek McDonald's. And that is why I'm going back.
Some of your favorite characters, or some of our favorite characters, are going to return. Mubs, do you know who Oom Kali Marie is?
Oom Kali Marie, Cliff. Dis die oom wat nou met jou gepraat het.
He represents the old Boere folk and is very old-fashioned. He's married to Tante Anna.
Sy is nou helaas by die liewe Here.
Oh, so she's dead. I'm sorry about that. Tante Anna's dead. Sorry, scratch that. We'll just edit that out of the podcast.
Yeah. Nee, maak, ek sal daarover praat. Ek sal daarover praat, Gareth.
And he has a gay son from a previous marriage called Karel Jan.
Yeah. Karel Jan, shame. Who's Casper?
What? Who's Casper? What?
Oh, no, I didn't know I was linked to both headphones.
He's listening to
Oh. I'm not Karel Jan. Karel Jan was played by someone else who's also dead now, rest his soul.
Well, but for people who don't know, Casper De Vries is an actor, comedian, entertainer, painter, composer, director, and producer. All of those things in spade loads. He has both South African and Dutch nationality, which people don't know about.
Yeah, or?
Yeah. Have you been, when last were you in Holland?
A couple of years ago. Okay. Every time I pass, you know, the Euro thing at customs, I thank my mother.
Yes, that's very, because you can go in a quicker line.
Quick.
And your mother is actually Dutch, and she doesn't understand very much about English or Afrikaans or any of that stuff.
No.
She's in the old age home.
She's in the old age home.
In Pretoria, right?
Yeah. But thanks to some Dutch law, I've got a Dutch passport.
Also born and raised in Pretoria. His parents used to own a toy shop.
Yeah.
And you went to study drama at the University of Stellenbosch.
Oh, we loved it.
Yeah, you were also a bit of an activist when you were a student, right?
I was. I put on ANC posters.
Yeah, you did. And did that get you into trouble?
Oh, I was arrested, eh?
So how do you feel about the students protesting now?
I think they should fucking wake up.
What do you mean?
They should sit down and not destroy, and sit down and build up.
In other words, stop with this must fall and start with must build.
Must build. Yes. That's that. It's a bit, you know, students, you know, young people, they are rebels and they do things they shouldn't really do. But that's when you're young.
Yeah.
But enough is enough. But we haven't got a strong enough president to say that.
Yeah.
So come everyone, it's me. All he does is he appears on the balcony a year ago and says, okay, it won't go up, and he ran it back into the office. We we need some strong leadership now.
Now, a lot of things that people don't know about you, you've got into trouble with the Afrikaans community more times than almost anybody who's English.
Yes.
And I remember in 2004, Flax was fascinated by this, that the right wing, the Boeremach, they were on trial for terror attacks. And during the trial, there were plans that were unveiled to blow you up.
Yes. Not in a good way.
No, they're going to blow you up.
I thought, take the up away and just blow me.
Right.
But no.
But no, they don't do that because they're homophobic.
They're homophobic. So they want to blow me up because I was on the wrong path. And the wrong path, of course, being gay and an atheist.
But
so.
You didn't know anything about this. You didn't know the Buddha Master was trying to kill you.
Afterwards, I heard about it, and then I asked my lawyer to get the transcripts from the court. I want to see if it was really said, because sometimes newspapers don't lie or make up. It was really said. It was very interesting.
And so, Flax, how do you like that, huh? The guy was—he was a target for bums.
Were you scared at all?
No, because it was after the time, you know. It was only afterwards, and everyone was joking about them because they also wanted to inseminate white women by strapping them to a vaudeville and then take turns fucking them for the Buddha folk. And then between that, blow up Casper de Vries. I mean, it's total nonsense.
So these guys you didn't take terribly seriously.
No, please, please.
But you have had threats against you by people because...
Yeah.
I mean, the amazing thing, I keep telling people, one of the most interesting things about your show on Cliff Central is that it gets huge listenership in Saudi Arabia, of all places. And who knew that Saudi Arabia had gay atheist listeners?
Allah Akbar.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we love you, Saudi Arabia.
You have had threats.
I've had, you know what, one day I was in a Wimpy in Bethlehem, and this is not Israel, it was here, and there was this guy, and he had just his comb over was a bit strange, and he had a safari pocket, and he called me over like, hey, come here, that kind of thing, and I said, yeah, I said, you know, I'm one of those guys who want to kill you.
Uh-oh. So did you order your burger and get the hell out?
No, luckily I already ate. So I cocked in my brook, turned around, and ran out of the Wimpy.
I don't know why Flax is moving your plug, but it's fine.
Because he can't hear you then.
Oh, right.
Well, he just moved my butt plug. Okay, fine. How are you, Mabale?
I'm fine.
Oh, apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah, I made the switch from a glass of wine a day because I'm supposed to be healthier.
And Ben, I haven't said hello to you yet.
Hello, Casper.
Is your teeth open now?
Ben's just got the bottom braces.
No, he still has his braces.
Oh, shame, man. When is it ever going to go
off? Well, that's what I keep saying. My orthodontist just laughs at me.
Brace yourself.
Now, Casper, I mean, I've always said that in so many ways, you pioneered sketch comedy on television in South Africa. You were the first person to do that stuff. And those characters that you created, we just mentioned Wemkali. Then there's Montel.
Okay, let's talk to him about him. He's a gay one.
Can I talk to Montel now?
I'm channeling him, yes.
Montel, it's a pleasure to have you here this morning. Montel, you're, of course, well known to us as a gay flight attendant for SAA.
Yes.
And you made your debut as Mara in the show Toot and Tal.
Yes, my darling. Gareth, ek het gewerk in eerste klas.
Yes.
First class. So I was the one, when everyone is up in the air, dan maak ek daai gordyntjies toe.
Yes.
En ons is dan voor. Maar die Here hoor my, my polveie is skeef geloop. Want daai mense is so vol dingetjies.
What was on the menu in first class? I've never been in first class on the airline you worked on.
Broiled eekhoringballetjie, geflambeide mossels en warm lappie. Maar party van ons eerste klas mense koop nie self hulle kaartjie nie. So, hulle besef nie, dan eet hulle die lappie. Liewe Here, en dit is so...
Oh, so a lot of people in first class are very uneducated.
They eat the lappies.
Shame, that's terrible.
I know.
Can we talk to Blatzy? I wonder if you can if you can channel Blatzy. Blatzy de Toy. Blatzy de Toy is a mentally disabled young boy. He made his debut on the Casper Rasper show.
Yo.
And Blatzy, is it true that you were based loosely on a character from Egoli?
Yo, so Biki.
Yeah.
Soos van Bertie.
Bertie, that was
ja,
his name.
Ja, the ander oom, but hy het die hele tijd vir my gesê, hy het vir my gesê, waar is jou touch central?
Ja.
Dan sê ek, is tussen my benen.
Didn't you get into trouble for being mean about mentally disabled people?
Ja, mense hou vir my klap, maar dan sê ek net, ach, bid vir my.
And then they would step away.
Yeah. Yes. Hallo oom. Hallo oom.
All right. That. Thank you, Blatzy. Grikkie Appelmoes is a Dutch woman who gives advice. She's like a What would you call agony aunt, almost?
Ja, ja, bijna. Maar ook voor de grote mensen zoals Hillary, Rottweiler, Clinton. Ik ga naar hun en geef ze raad tegen die boelie, boelie, boef, boef.
And your children? Who are your children again?
Ik zeg bijna godje. Boytje, Frotje en Motje. Drie heerlijke kinderen. Ze zijn opgegroeid nou. En ik tour over de wereld. En Gerrits, ik ben in de show van Casper Alive at the Monty. I am going to be there.
That's very alive. Exciting. Kriki Appelmus is returning.
Yeah! Oh, heerlijk.
Now, my sister used to watch this character, Hanu Gelderblom, the whole time. Hanu is from Kempton Park, Mabs. He drinks Klipdrift straight out of the bottle. He makes little noises. Those noises, whenever I see a picture of you doing that face that you're doing now, I go, that's the sound that Hanu makes whenever. Yeah. So Hanu, tell us a story about how you grew up in Kempton Park.
Kijk, ek is gebore tydens die British Airways het opgestyg. En toe daai met daai geluide is ek uit my ma se koekemarakka. So van toe af maak ek hierdie geluidjie. Maar ek is 'n businessman. I'm striving up for Trump. I want to be a Trump. Maar so ver is ek nog net 'n ramp. Maar ek probeer my beste. En ek is ook in Casper se vertoning. I had an old age group. They fucking died on me. Ek het al
around. That's right. You had an old age band.
Ja, die lekker tonnies, maar toe gat hulle dood.
Well, they were old.
Dis wat ek toe na die tyd agter gekom het, Gareth. Oor die fok hulle gaan dood. Hey! No sell by date.
Now, there are some new characters that people may not be as familiar with. Patience Candida April, who's an ex-prostitute.
Yeah, me and my Patience is long on my shows.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's also in a live show. And I'm an ex-hoer, but now I'm more a presenter on one of Kijknet's 5th kanalen.
You're not doing any TV. Are you? Are the TV channels, do they consider you too dangerous?
Praat jy met Patience or met Casper?
No, Casper.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, yeah.
Bye-bye, Patience. Bye-bye, see you later, you oulike ding. No.
Do the TV channels think you're too dangerous?
Yeah, no. You know what they think? The Afrikaans channels are extremely sensitive towards the old plattelandse public. So when they see me, the public, they have now got this thing burned into their heads, the older people. I'm the Antichrist, number one. And that's why I swear. Because the swearing usually wasn't a problem until they now got an excuse. Oh, he is an atheist. They don't know what the fuck that is. But they think it's the Antichrist and a devil. So whenever I show my ugly mug... Burn! Whenever I show my ugly mutt on TV, they complain. And then the TV people, they say, okay, but then we mustn't have him on. Instead of saying, fuck you, you old people. Just, you know, because
fans,
I do have fans.
Your fans are mostly young.
They're young, and that's what's so nice.
They love Afrikaans. They love the humor. They have a sense of humor about themselves. They like the characters. Yeah. It's really just fun, and
it's
not
just the older people who they don't watch Comedy Central. They don't know what's going on in the world. They don't watch nature programs. When someone like what's his name says, the Earth was created 4 billion years ago," they go, oh, "Please, it was 6,000," and stuff like that. And I'm not even gonna go back 2 steps and help them and say, "Take my hand." It's actually you're fucking wrong. So I just go on, and if you can't keep up with that, then you don't come to my shows. But what is nice, the other day I took a friend of mine who's from UK. We went to Gold Reef City. You know how many school children, and I'm talking black, brown, white, purple, and pink, all recognized me.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
And I thought, that is fantastic. It's a young guys.
Well, did you ever feel like when you finished the TV shows, for example, did you feel like, oh, well, that's the end of that career. People aren't going to know who I am anymore?
No. I don't necessarily want to be known. Yeah. I mean, you sit, it's a two-way street. You don't like to be recognized, but then when you're not, you go, what the fuck? No. You know?
So you're in the middle.
You're in the middle. You know, you can't help it. So you're spoiled, actually. But no, I never thought, okay, this is it. I just, because the gist of the audience always have been the stage shows. Always. There's like 100, 150, 200,000 people who usually come to the shows every time I have a tour.
Yeah, I think for some people you're also a bit of a secret escape.
Yes.
Like for a lot of people who you probably would describe as being fairly conservative, older white people, who secretly think you're very, very funny, but they can't let their family or friends know.
No,
so they'll sneak into your show.
They'll
have the time of their lives, and then they'll go, ooh, maak hou nie van die Kasper
de Vries. Ooh, hy vloek verskrikkelijk. Yeah. It is a thing that binds everyone together in that group where you can say, oh, nee, ons hou niks van hom.
It's like those women who used to read 50 Shades of Grey, right? They didn't want their husbands to know, so they'd put it inside another book.
Yes.
And
But never mind that, because that a lot of that is based on the language. But a lot of fans and tell me, look, and that I like, and write to me, we hear you between the swear words, we hear what you're saying, and we like the philosophy. Because I put out a philosophy each time, and which is basically live your life, don't live for someone else, there is not a God, enjoy your life while you've got it, you're never coming fucking back.
Mm-hmm. Make the most.
And be kind to people. Be kind.
You hinted something here that I think is fairly important. Comedians are the real social commentators. They're the ones who give us the commentary that cuts through the nonsense. You know, you can listen to analysts day in and day out and you'll get bored. And sometimes they'll win you back with a solid point and other times not. But the comedians have to make it relevant the whole time. And you just won the Lifetime Achievement Award.
That was an honor, hey? I didn't expect that.
At the Comics Choice Awards. But the other comics really do look up to you.
Yeah, I couldn't understand. I couldn't understand it. But I mean, I couldn't believe it, actually, that it was me. I'm only 52, what the hell. And I think that's one of the reasons why I decided to do a show this year, because I want to make sure this is not just a gold watch and now I must go and retire.
Yeah.
I can still do stuff. And with that behind me, it's like a pat on the back and a push forward for, you know, there's your award. You've done wonderful things. Try some more.
Is this why you called the show Alive?
Yeah, it is like I am alive still. Because usually you say, Casper de Vries, live from what? So I thought, Casper de Vries, alive.
Is there any time for you to just, because you seem to be one of those people who works all the time. If you're not painting, you're busy recording stuff. If you're not recording stuff, you're doing it, preparing a show. Mm. You attend a lot of art events and so on, especially around your own paintings. But do you have time to just do nothing? And what do you do in that time?
Well, doing painting is like doing nothing in a way, because you totally zone out.
Yeah.
But you don't procrastinate, is that a word? So you at least you create something while you're zoning out. So I'm very alone with the paintings, me and my dogs. Of course, I play with my dogs. I've got a Segway. I go on drives with them so they get some exercise.
You've lost your dogs and then refound them. Helfrida and Kent.
Oh my Jesus.
Yeah, what happened? How long was it? Was Kent who went missing?
No, it was Helfrida, the German Shepherd. Well, it was all my fault. I was ready to commit suicide, and then we found her again, because I would never live that down. But as a parent, you make mistakes. We are not angels.
So what happened?
She fell off the fucking bucky.
Well, yes. It's...
And I couldn't see it as a double cab bucky.
Yeah.
So it's too far away to see. And I had my Segway at the back, moving my house to my new house where I am now, at the cottage.
Yeah.
And when we arrived at the cottage, I went, Alfreda, was it for you? Lekker, Edie? Oh, God, was Alfreda? And she was gone. And then we put up placata and everything, and I was like in a deuce.
How long was she missing for?
For like 12 hours.
And
it's
who
a
found
long time,
her?
Eh?
Who found, it's a long time. Your heart must have raced up and down in that time.
Well, it was a good Samaritan who found her in the street where she fell off, took her to a vet, saw by chance
maybe there is a God, because she saw by chance the sign at the garage saying, have you seen this dog? She phoned in and said, yes, I brought the dog to the vet. And so we were reunited. Reunited.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It feels so good. I can do that for you. Don't even worry.
You're quick, eh?
Flax and I and Ben and Mubs, we all think often about what kind of life you have when you're not working and what you're doing. We try to imagine that you sit there and you're painting, you got your dogs at your ankles and all that.
I watch a lot of television.
Do you?
Yes. Yes.
What series are we into at the moment?
Well, Hulu and...
Oh, you told me about Westworld.
Isn't that fantastic?
What a show, huh?
Isn't that fantastic? I love Westworld. Yes, there's Westworld. There is, on Hulu, there's a lot of interesting programs. There's a new show coming now with Dr. House. What was his name? Hugh Laurie.
Yeah.
He's got a new show called Chance, or Chance, is Brit American, where he's a psychiatrist. It's just started. It looks fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a evil, not evil, what's the word, horror, scary Exorcist series going now.
Do you like scary stuff?
When it's done well.
Okay.
You know that one guy, what's the, he did the, Ben helped me, the first Spider-Man reboots that were good with Tobey Maguire. Who's that director? Sam Raimi. Sam.
I don't know about Sam Mendes.
No, that is the Slit, Winslet X. Sam Raimi is a fantastic director, and he has Drag Me to Hell. I can highly recommend.
Drag Me to Hell.
Drag Me to Hell.
No wonder people think you're evil.
Yeah, but I love horror, because horror is an art. You've got to know where to put the noises, where to put the camera. I would love to direct a horror movie. I really want.
Are you one of those people who thinks Alfred Hitchcock was a genius?
No.
Because, I mean, I watched The Birds once, years ago.
It's so fucking dated.
Yeah.
And it's like green screen. One little fucking cry, please.
No, no,
please,
no. It's not as scary as you think.
No. Sam Raimi, that's the guy. He also created Evil Dead. And there's
okay.
Yeah, he's very good.
Yeah. Lex, what do you want to know about Casper?
I want to know if there's anyone special in your life at this moment.
You, Michael.
Oh, thank you, Casper Rasper.
Yeah, you're the perfect height for me.
It's Ben 10.
And we will spoon nicely, Michael. No. I had special people in my life, but I have decided and defined myself as someone who has to be alone.
Really?
I'm extremely, extremely selfish. I want to have my own time. If I want to go into a shop and I want to stay there for 3 hours, I don't want to try and, oh, here and there, can you only in a dunk? No.
So you've had happy relationships.
I've had it.
But you're just too difficult to live with.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I have fights with myself sometimes.
Well, which characters? I mean, it's almost like a schizophrenic zoo in your head.
That's when I watched that Chance with Hugh Laurie. I thought maybe I am like Sybil. Maybe all these characters are part of personalities that I am trying to channel.
Maybe.
Maybe, eh?
You know, I think it takes a certain kind of evolved person to acknowledge that you may have, because many of us have mental illnesses that we don't know about.
I'm sure mental.
You know, sometimes it's a small thing. Sometimes it's a fairly exaggerated and difficult thing to deal with, and it makes life impossible.
As long as you can contain it and define it, it's fine.
Because you
I don't want to wake up in the street and be on a Gelderblom. Then I know I'm fucked. But I know, you know, but if you can contain it. I mean, I've got lots of faults. I'm very selfish. I'm a bitch.
Yeah.
I've got jealousy issues. But I'm trying to work on it all the time.
And the dogs are an important kind of focus for you, because they really are the companions that you get unrequited love from them.
Yes.
I mean, what is the word?
Unrequited. Unrequited is not paid.
Unrequited means they don't give it back.
Unconditional.
Unconditional love. Yeah. You get unconditional love from the dogs.
You know, the dogs are for me, if I watch and look at them, I get this burning sensation in my heart. It's not a heart attack. It's love. And then I got little tears welling up in my eyes. That means love for me.
What really, you love music too. And I know that when you talk about certain music, and you love musicals and all kinds of other things.
And I write my own music for my shows and stuff. People don't realize
that's
right, because it's been incorporated in the show, and they don't realize
someone had to sit and mix that, and yeah. It was me.
You wrote, for example, I've got a couple of the songs here. You've got, let me see what we've got here.
This wrote a lot for the Casper radio show as well.
That's right. A lot of people know these songs, a lot of people don't.
Listening to Casper's radio show.
Right. And then you've even got things for individual features like the Thought of the Week.
Here is the Thought of the Week. But I also wrote an opera.
You did?
For the Casper radio show. I wrote an opera based on Oh Shucks, It's Schuster.
Really?
Yeah. Drum divine, honey. It was something like that. I can't remember. it was well done. I mean, we work hours and hours on that, but I love it.
What are you busy writing down there? You've got a notepad in front of you.
I don't know what I'm doing. I think it's because I'm not well.
Do you scribble?
I scribble stuff here now, yes.
Okay, because I noticed you've been writing stuff down while we've been talking.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to...
It's like, what do you call it, doodles?
Oh, okay. So when you're on the phone with people, do you do that too? Yeah,
I
do
that. Or I walk around, like 6 miles. Yeah. I can actually do the comrades while I'm on the phone.
You wouldn't notice you...
For some reason, you have to walk around. Why?
Now, the segue is interesting because you're bizarre enough in your behavior... But then you also hop on a Segway with two dogs on leashes.
No, not on leashes. They will pull
me
over.
Next to you.
Yes, and people complain, and then I shout back at them.
But imagine the scene. Mabali, imagine you're walking or driving down a road, and you see this man...
on a Segway.
On a Segway with his two dogs, and he's shouting and screaming and carrying
at the cars or whatever. But remember, a Segway is that thing you stand on with two wheels.
Yeah.
But I've got the off-road one, so it's got lacquer wheels.
See, I am perfectly okay with that. I would stop and ask you if I can have a little turn on your Segway. Yeah. I would honestly do that.
Yeah, but it's too dangerous. You'll fall.
No, I like Segways.
How long did it take you to get the feel of it?
A couple of months.
You
don't fall off anymore.
A couple of times.
Yeah, but the last couple of times I was in mud pools and I nearly fell, but I actually stayed on top. So I was very, very impressed with myself. But when you go to and stop at a cafe, then I can't put them on leashes. And I go into, and then people are scared. They say, the dogs. And then I get angry. And I say, are they doing anything now? They're lying down, looking at me with love in their eyes. Now you say they are not dangerous.
Well, your dogs have been here many times. And they're not vicious or angry dogs at all.
They love people.
But people are scared of dogs. And you understand,
a lot of people.
Especially German shepherds, they were police dogs.
But say, for instance, I'm being attacked by a fucking Portuguese guy. Now, I walk into a building and say, can all Portuguese people be removed from this because I'm scared of Portuguese people? It's like fucking hilarious.
Have you been ever attacked by Portuguese
people? No, I'm trying to put it, reverse it a bit. Like German shepherds, Portuguese. Let's inverse it.
Listen,
you know, not all German shepherds are vicious, and that not all poor ass are puss.
You could never do a normal radio show. You'd get fired in the first day, right?
That's why I love you for asking me to do a show.
There are thousands of people listen every week to the Casper radio show. But now you can see him live in his new show, Alive, which is at Monte Cassino. Mm. And that opens on October the 27th, just a couple of days from now.
It's a very intimate show, very small venue. It's got an interval. All the characters are there. I really can't wait to do it.
Do you spend a lot of time writing these shows?
In my head. I never write something down.
Oh, so you don't have a script?
I'm undisciplined.
It's going to be... And you can remember what you want to do.
I do. But now, because I'm getting older, sometimes I get a blackout. So I've got notepads lying around on stage.
Oh, really?
So in case I totally strike a blank, I can pick up like the notepad and go, oh yeah, kom ons gesels oor die seekoei.
Listen, I can't wait. I'll be coming to your show.
Please,
I think a lot of people want to come.
And there's a lot of surprises in the show as well.
Very, very exciting. Casper Radio Show today on cliffcentral.com at 11 o'clock. And thank you, Casper. It's always nice to see you and catch up. And I'm thrilled that you're doing a show again.
Thank you.
Because there are lots and lots of people who've been waiting for it.
Apparently, and I'm so glad.
For a very long time. All right, let's wrap it up with the news for this morning. Have a good weekend. If you're doing anything exciting or interesting, brag about it on social media so that all your friends can hate you. That's right. That's what happens these days. South Africa is planning on withdrawing from the International Criminal Court. Have you heard this story? The general feeling is that as their president is a criminal, they shouldn't have to focus on other countries' criminals too. There's just far too much to worry about. Cape Townians are bracing themselves for a tough summer with level 3 water restrictions. That means they'll all go and wash in the ocean rather than use their showers. So look out for loads of sunset photos on Instagram, now including shower gel products and towels in the Atlantic Ocean. And finally, Sundowns. My team are in Egypt to claim the CAF Champions League title this weekend. The opposing Zamalek fans are doing what they can to prevent this, though, saying they are going to place ancient Egyptian curses on the team and their fans. Pitso Mosemane has told them all to footsack, though, which ironically in ancient Egypt was a word used to go and orally pleasure a camel in the Nile. Did you know that? All right, everybody, have a good weekend. We will see you on Monday, bright and early, at 6 o'clock. Have a good time, and thank you to Casper, thank you to Ben, thank you to Mubs, thank you to you.
This is CliffCentral.com.